everyone. This is the February 3rd, 2010 Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie, your host or hostess. Thank you so much for listening today. Well, I had a very eventful month or so. I only was able to produce one podcast last month, which was January. And the reason for that was I was preparing to move, and I have since done so. I came out of a very lethargic, heavy, energetic residence where I was staying for over a year. And although things were fine in the beginning at this particular place, about 6 months ago, it started to go really downhill. And Christmas time was when, as they say, shoot hits the fan. And it just snowballed into something a lot worse from that point forward. So I made it my intention to move out as quickly as possible, and I had to gather sufficient resources in order to do that. And by the grace of God, and many angels in spirit as well as earth angels, I was able to accomplish my goal of moving. I moved back into an apartment, not the apartment that I had before when I used to live in Upper Manhattan. I'm still in the Bronx, actually, not even a 10-minute drive from my previous residence. And I moved back into an apartment, as I said, and it suits me. It suits me energetically. It suits my needs. It's serving a very magnificent purpose right now, in which I will explain. And I got more out of moving here than I could have realized. Initially, I was under the impression that this is a studio apartment, and it actually ended up being a one-bedroom. So I decided to do something with the back room instead of making it into a bedroom, and as I said, I will explain that. But I'm settled down. I have my internet back up and running again. I'm able to go online and do my little research, and as far as new phone reading appointments, I'm going to start accepting new, I'm going to resume the appointments in about a week or so. Mid-February seems to be the earliest I'm going to be able to get back into the swing of things in terms of reserving new appointments and how that's all going to come out. And I'm also getting over a cold / sinuses / whatever. It's been ridiculous. And yes, Maggie is with me, in case you're wondering. Yes, Maggie did accompany me, my little cat, to this new place, and I am very happy, so relaxed. I am so relaxed here. If I'm going to create any dysfunction, I know it's going to be my own dysfunction. I certainly did not need to be in the middle of other people's dysfunction, and I'm glad I removed myself from that toxic environment. So, anyway, I am here. I'm settled. I'm in the North Bronx. I'm in a great place. Knock wood. Let's see how this goes. I've been here for less than a week, so. And on we go to the podcast. Okay, here is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. First, we're going to talk about the Enchanted Studio / Home Sweet Home. Next, I have a reading request for Tracy. Then I'm going to talk about some psychic-related events happening between now and the beginning of April. Then we're going to talk about the crown chakra and its purpose or its message for us, for our own self-awareness. Okay, first I have to drink some water. I'm so thirsty. Beautiful. I'm still a little nasally. Okay, let's talk about the Enchanted Studio and Home Sweet Home. Well, basically, as I was mentioning before, when I first looked at this apartment, I was under the impression it was a studio. Studio meaning that it's just a living space, no bedroom. And when I walked in, I saw the living space and I saw the kitchenette off to the side. And I said, okay, this is cute. This might work. And then I turned to my right. I see the bathroom down this little bitty hallway. And then at the end of the hallway was another door. So I was shown this apartment by the handyman. And I go into this room, or this, I open up this door, and it's another room where I'm speaking to you from right now. And I asked the guy, this isn't a studio. I didn't ask the handyman. I told the handyman, much to my surprise, this is not a studio. This is a one bedroom with a small kitchen. But it was listed as a studio, which I found really surprising. I had looked at other places in this neighborhood, and I've looked at places in which even the building was quote-unquote better, but for some reason, energetically, this particular apartment was really suitable for my needs. So I went ahead with the process of applying for it, and I was approved, yay, and I was able to put down for the first month's rent and security deposit. And I moved in actually ahead of schedule thanks to a wonderful, wonderful earth angel named Ellie, who was a friend of a friend, but now he's my friend too. And I actually moved on Saturday into Sunday. And I was going to move actually tomorrow the 4th, and I'm glad I moved before then because now they're talking about more snow for my area. So this really worked out well. So anyway, going back to the Enchanted Studio, now that I realized that I have this spare room, I said, aha. Well, I really don't have that much furniture, and I'm not planning to get a whole lot of furniture, just the basics, a couch that I need, maybe a couple of chairs, maybe a few end tables. But I decided to convert this spare room into my home office, where I'm going to conduct private phone readings, and as well as private readings in person, face-to-face, here at the Enchanted Studio. So if you are interested in coming here for a live reading or a private reading, and you're in the New York City area, or you're rather close, or that you can get here either by driving or public transportation, I encourage you to come and take a look at the Enchanted Studio. Bear in mind, the Enchanted Studio is still a work in progress, so its grand opening, so to speak, is not going to be until March 21st, which happens to be, I believe, the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. And it's also going to tie into the spirit gatherings. And the spirit gatherings I've been having at my friend's Katie's for since last summer. We didn't have one in January. We didn't have one. We're not having one in February because of my transition. So I decided to transport the spirit gathering from Katie's here to the Enchanted Studio. And if you look at the website northnyclightworkers.net, you will basically see more information about the studio, how you can get here, at least for the spirit gathering on March 21st from 3 to 6 p.m., which is the third Sunday of the month. And also, if you're interested in coming here by appointment for readings, sit-down readings face-to-face. And again, I will also conduct private phone readings from the Enchanted Studio as well. And you may be wondering why or how I came up with the name of the Enchanted Studio. Well, it just seems appropriate. It's an enchanted room. It's been smudged. It's been blessed. It's been prayed over. I sprayed the corners with holy rose water. I've smudged the corners just to make sure to rid this space of any residual energy, because residual energies do tend to stay in corners of rooms. So I made sure I cleared not only the energy from the middle of the space, but also all the four corners. And I blessed it and surrounded this room in the pink light of love and the white light of purity. So it's enchanted, and I'm going to be doing readings here. It's enough space for a gathering. Just getting some chairs and stuff. So anyhow, it's home sweet home, because I'm going to be living in the front half of the apartment. The Enchanted Studio is in the back. And, home sweet home. For those of you who do follow me on Facebook, I'm sure you're well aware of the fiasco that's been taking place in my life, especially prior to the move, when I was living under the thumb of a very, oh God, borderline paranoia schizophrenic homeowner. somebody who really had some serious issues. The longer I lived there, the more I realized that at least the homeowner was not in a, well, who's ever in a normal state of mind, but you just know that this person was borderline paranoid schizophrenic. And I'm not saying that just to be mean or funny. I mean, it's just like this person was really batty. So having removed myself from there and now living here on my own again, yeah, it's a little, it's great, but now I have more responsibilities again. Of course, I have to pay a little bit more in terms of rent. And if you know anything about New York City, the rents are not always cheap. Affordable rents in New York City, depending on where you live, happen to be a dime a dozen. But at least where I live here is manageable, but then again, I'm still responsible for this, for the rent, and I'm also paying utilities again for the first time in over a year. So that's another added expense. Anyhow, so, you know, I'm not complaining. In fact, I'm really grateful for this opportunity, and I'm grateful for the privilege of how everything just seemed to fall into place so naturally over the past few weeks. And that I'm here for a reason. There's a purpose behind all of this as to why I'm living here. And I'm really blessed that the Enchanted Studio is going to have its debut grand opening coming up March 21st. So if you're in the New York area and you'd like to come out for the Spirit Gathering, where you can receive free intuitive messages from Spirit, from your Spirit Guides, from your angels, from the Divine Helpers, perhaps maybe even loved ones on the other side. And again, I said it's a free event, and I mean it. Then make plans to come to the Enchanted Studio on March 21st from 3 to 6. And it falls on a Sunday. You can go to northnyclightworkers.net for more info. But, I am home. I am home. Maggie is home. Oh, and the funny thing about where I'm living, I happen to be at the rear of the building, at the rear of the apartment building, and when you look outside, I'm also facing the rear of a Lutheran church. I kid you not. And I hadn't really realized that I was living behind a church until I moved in. I guess for some reason, I mean, churches don't, you know, a church is a church is a church. I mean, you know, it's a place of God, it's a place of worship. I mean, so I don't have anything against churches. It just, you know, in terms of the work that I do, I found it very ironic that I'm like really... Ooh, that was nasty. That I'm located actually behind a Lutheran church, which is about a block north from here. And I looked out and I said, oh, there's a building with a couple of crosses on top. That must be a church. It's the Lutheran Church of Epiphany. So I guess I am really blessed to be living here if I'm, you know, residing behind a church. Anyhow. So, anyway, and I'll just leave you my phone number in case you would like to make an appointment to come for a private reading at the Enchanted Studio. The grand opening is not until March 21st, but you can come at any time. Well, actually, I shouldn't say at any time. During the week, I'm available from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the weekends from noon to 6 here at the Enchanted Studio for private sessions, face-to-face, in person. So you can call 917-686-7192, 917-686-7192, or you can visit my website, intuitivedana.com, and you go to the readings page and you click on a little box that says Dana is available for face-to-face readings, blah, blah, blah. You click on that and it takes you to what you need to know and how to get to the Enchanted Studio. Alright, so I've done my public service announcement for the day. So I'm going to now do a reading request for Tracy. And Tracy is actually from Australia, and she loves listening to this podcast. So thank you, Tracy. I'm glad that you enjoy it. Her birthday is 3972, and she wants to know if she'll have another child. Well, Tracy, I'm not a medical intuitive, and I certainly don't want to give you any health-related advice. I shouldn't say health-related advice. More like I can't give you a medical diagnosis, or I can't really determine a pregnancy because it still falls under the umbrella of a medical diagnosis. But what I can say to you, Tracy, is this. I have a feeling that you have gone through some traumatic events in your life, maybe even some betrayals. Maybe even, there's been some sort of truth, perhaps that you've been denying or avoiding, and it's seemingly blocking you from, not only trying to get pregnant or at least having another child, but it seems to be blocking your happiness. There's something blocking your joy, and if you're looking to get pregnant and if you're looking to have another child to compensate for your happiness, that may not be such a good idea. If you're looking for love from a child, if you're looking for acceptance from a child, those are not really good reasons to have one. So I'm just sensing that there's something really going on in terms of, how you're feeling right now, and I'm getting that you're either blocked or you've been stymied. I'm getting stymied or in some way in which that you're looking outside of yourself for love and you're looking outside of yourself for acceptance. I don't know if you have any other children already or if you've never been pregnant before, but there's something that's keeping you shielded or keeping you blinded from the truth of, what's really going on behind the scenes, what's going on below the surface. Now, you can have another child, that's entirely up to you. You can go out and have another child, because I'm getting a male energy in spirit who wishes to come through. Male energy, a boy, of course. in spirit right now, who wishes to come through, but I have a feeling that he's unable to because I believe that there's something with you that needs to be healed or cleared up or something that needs to be brought to your attention in terms of your mindset and your focus and your attitude right now. I'm not sure if there's some kind of resentment that you're holding on to, if there was some sort of major betrayal that happened recently and you're looking for love and acceptance outside of yourself. I may not even make any sense at this point, but just see what it is that's keeping you. Again, I'm getting the word stymied, keeping you trapped, keeping you feeling as if that you're not capable of receiving love right now. And maybe having a baby would open the doors of showering you with love and affection. But that's not the reason to have a baby. That's not the reason to bring a child into the world. You must already be in a position of accepting love from within yourself. And that comes from spirit, and that comes from source, and that comes from God, that comes from the Creator, that comes from all that is. And once you've accepted that into your heart and soul and into your mind as well, then you'll be more prepared mentally to have a child, and then that male energy will come through spirit or come from the ethers and enter your body through conception. But, I'm really thirsty for some reason. My goodness, sorry about that. I think it's because I'm a little stuffed up. So Tracy, just Again, if this makes sense to you in some way, fine. If not, I don't know why I'm seeing this, but I'm just getting that right now things are a little chaotic for you. There seems to be a great deal of trauma, or there were some traumatic events around you, and having a child right now may not be ideal. Your reasons for having a child may be valid, but certainly there is something out of alignment here that needs to be looked on, that needs to be addressed. So, but if you still want to have a child, I don't see why you couldn't physically carry one for 9 months and give birth to it. But in terms of the reasons why you want to have a child, you may want to take a look at that again. Take a good hard look as to the reasons why you want to bring in a child. Because there seems to be something missing. There's something out of alignment. There's something that's keeping you stymied. Either it's a belief, an attitude, or something that someone else has done to you that has to be addressed and healed from. Okay? Okay, well, Tracy, thank you very much for your question. I hope this has helped you. And if you out there would like to have a free reading on the Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, send your first name or first names, or you can say anonymous, you can use initials, your complete date of birth, please, month, day, and year, and your one question to podcast@intuitivedana.com. And I only have one question for today's podcast, so it's going to be a quick one. Okay, moving right along. Some psychic events that are coming up in the next few weeks or over the next few weeks. This is all subject to change. So if you need to know or if you would like to have updates on where I'm going to be in terms of live events or other public appearances, I encourage you to go on Facebook and be my friend and stay up to date with what's going on in my life. And my Facebook name is Dana333444. Dana, three numerical threes and three numerical fours. Dana333444. Get on Facebook. It's free to join. It's a great social networking site. And you can put in a friend request. And when you do so, when you put in a friend request, please type in the little box a personal message saying, "Hey, I heard you on the podcast." So that way I know where you're coming from. Because I've had friend requests from people I don't even know. And unless they're mutual friends of my existing friends on Facebook, I'm like, "I don't know you." I may accept you and I may not. But if you want to be my friend on Facebook, Dana333444, just type in a little box that says additional message or whatever and say, "Hey, I heard you on the podcast," and I will accept you automatically. And from there, you can find out the latest on my appearances, updates, and so forth. Or you can go to northnyclightworkers.net. That's also kept up to date in terms of events and public appearances. Okay, now as I mentioned to you before, the Spirit Gathering is resuming in March on the 21st here at the Enchanted Studio in the Bronx. You can go to northnyclightworkers.net for the address, and you must RSVP. We're only taking up to 10 right now for the gatherings at the Enchanted Studio. So, you know, it's a first come, first serve. Once we hit the number 10 mark, we're not going to be taking any more people. I just don't have that many chairs yet. So to RSVP, call 917-686-7192. 917-686-7192. If you get a voicemail, please leave your name and phone number, and then we'll call you back to confirm your spot for the Spirit Gathering. It's a free event. You come in, you meet new people, you sit down for a meditation. It promptly begins at 3 p.m., so you must come before then. And we sit down for a very nice, relaxing, healing meditation. Then we take a break, we drink water, we go to the bathroom, we have munchies, and then we all sit down again for the Spirit messages. Okay, so that's March 21st. I believe that's the vernal equinox for the free Spirit Gathering at the Enchanted Studio here in New York. Next. So stuffy. Okay, the New York New Life Expo at the Hotel New Yorker is taking place on March 26th to the 28th. And it seems very likely at this point, as far as I know anyway, that I will be sharing a booth again with the Best American Psychics, led by Shea Parker and crew. And as far as I know, I'm going to be there at least Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I haven't gotten the schedule yet. As soon as I do, I'll post it on my website and on my Facebook page. But the New York New Life Expo is coming around again, March 26th to the 28th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at the Hotel New Yorker in Midtown Manhattan. You can go to newlifeexpo.com for details. And as I said, as far as I know, I'll be with the Best American Psychics booth yet again, led by Shea Parker. And lastly, I postponed the workshop Behind the Scenes Understanding Your Karmic History. It was supposed to take place this Saturday, but since I'm in the middle of a transition here, there was no way I was going to be able to do it. So it's been postponed until Sunday, April 11th, from 3 to 6. For now, it's at the New York Edgar Cayce Center. However, there's a chance it may be moved from there to the Enchanted Studio, which would be very convenient for me, at least. So if you would like to have more details about the workshop or the class called Behind the Scenes, Understanding Your Karmic History, go to northnyclightworkers.net. That is a website. Or you can call 917-686-7192. For now, it's going to be at the New York Edgar Cayce Center on Sunday, April 11th from 3 to 6. I'm sorry, from noon to 3. But it may change. The venue may change. We may direct that or relocate that to the Enchanted Studio, because I'm sure by then the Enchanted Studio will look less barren than it does now once I'm able to get some furniture in here, some chairs and stuff. So stay tuned. So anyway, those are the events coming up. Boy, am I thirsty beyond thirst. What is going on here? It's a good thing I had a little glass of water on my table. Okay. Alrighty. Well, today's spirit message to close the podcast talks about the crown chakra. The seven main chakra points begin at the root, located at the base of your spine, and it goes all the way upward through the crown, the seventh chakra, which appears just about at the top of your head. The crown chakra is your link when it's open and cleared. It's your link to the divine. It's your link to spirit. It's your link to God. It's your link to the ethereal. A lot of mediums and very well-known psychics have very clear and open crown chakras, as well as the third eye. Many channelers have open and receptive crown chakras. This is how you receive divine guidance. This is your link to spirit, to God, to all that is. This is your link to creating, to co-create with the universe intentions for your best and highest good. And as your crown chakra, through a process of meditation or maybe a few Reiki attunements, as your crown chakra begins to open and clear and rid itself of any residual negativity, it's kind of like you're downloading information when your crown chakra is that open. Some people have said that when they're downloading information from spirit or from the above, the inner ear starts to ring, like you'll get this inner ear ringing. And I'm not talking about tinnitus. Tinnitus is constant ear ringing, okay? That's a medical condition. I'm talking about once in a blue moon or every so often you get this ringing in the ear. That's because your crown chakra is open and that you are downloading information. What kind of information? It's whatever spirit thinks you should know, okay? So to work with your crown chakra, just see yourself surrounded by Archangel Michael and his beautiful cobalt blue energy, clearing any residual cobwebs, old residue, old energies from the crown chakra, and to the point in which once your crown chakra is open, you are able to have that instant link to the above. That link appears in the color of a very bright white light energy that shoots from the top of your head upward, as I said, into the stars, into the heavens, into the ethers. You don't want to walk around with your crown chakra open all the time, because then you might get a little loopy and you have to get yourself grounded and get back down to earth with practical things. So you can open it at times in which you are meditating, that you're not going to be doing any type of heavy lifting, or that you're driving. You don't want your crown chakra that open during those times. When you're home alone, when you're in a safe place, when you're ready, when you're meditating or praying, then you can envision your crown chakra opening. But don't do it while you're driving. You don't want to download and be like, oh, this is great, while you're behind the steering wheel. That's really going to distort your attention a bit. But the message about the crown chakra spirit wants you to know is that continue paying attention to your ideas, as they are messages of true divine guidance sent in answer to your prayers. Sent in answer to your prayers. And you can always, and any time, day, night, evenings, weekends, pray to God, thanking the Creator for love, for light, for peace, for grace, for mercy, and for everlasting joy. And see yourself safe and protected by God's embrace. And if you're in a safe and quiet place with very little disturbance, seeing yourself protected and shielded in the white light of spirit, envisioning your crown chakra opening to receive that divine guidance from above, downloading that data from spirit for your best and highest good. And so it is. Okay. Like I said, this is a bit of a short podcast today. I'm still in the transition zone here. I expect to produce another podcast in about a couple of weeks. And please do send in your questions for free readings. I love to help you to the best of my ability with psychic guidance. And I don't claim to be 100% accurate. Who is? You know, I do my best. This is my purpose, and this is my calling to help you. So, anyway, until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.